Methylation is important, and so we've covered quite a bit of genes related to it. Of course, we talked about MTHFR, who's stolen the show and maybe needs a bit of an ego check. Then we discussed MTR and MTRR, the long-forgotten siblings that play important roles in methylation and shouldn't be forgotten. And today we'll cover MTHFD1, another methylation gene that has a more intimate relationship with choline.
Welcome to the Joe Cohen Show. Join me as I share my experience with biohacking and invite top health experts to explore the latest technology, supplements, research, and resources for optimizing your body and brain.
Here's a quick explanation of methylation from one of our past podcast episodes, because, I mean, work efficiently, right? Not being lazy here at all.
Methylation refers to the process in which a methyl group is transferred from one compound to another. What's a methyl group? You can think of them as switches that turn genes on or off based on environmental cues. Does the term epigenetics ring a bell? Just as importantly, methyl groups also signal which hormones, brain chemicals, and amino acids need to be broken down and removed, maintaining a healthy balance in the body. Issues with the methylation cycle play a role in heart health, mental health, fertility problems, birth defects, cancer, and more.
Okay, now let's give MTHFD1 the attention it deserves. MTHFD1, short for methylene tetrahydrofolate dehydrogenase 1. How many more of these genes do I need to cover?
I know, right?
Codes for an enzyme that metabolizes tetrahydrofolate, or THF. And THF is crucial for making nucleotides, which are the building blocks of DNA, and for a process called homocysteine methylation. Now, if you don't know what homocysteine is, there are past podcast episodes that goes into a little more detail. And this is not me being lazy again. This is you being lazy. Fine. Okay. So homocysteine, it's a amino acid that's a byproduct of the process that your body uses to convert methionine into other important substances. And if the process of converting homocysteine is impaired, so you're a bad methylator, then homocysteine levels can build up in the body, and then high levels of homocysteine can be harmful and are associated with increased risks of cardiovascular disease, stroke, and other health problems, which kind of takes us back full circle to our flashback scene and why methylation is important and connected to a whole bunch of health issues. So there we go. I'm not lazy.
Are you sure about that?
So one of the most talked about vitamins for undermethylating is vitamin B9 or folic acid, which needs to be converted into L-methylfolate to have its health benefits. And enzymes like MTHFD1 and MTHFR are key players in this conversion. How? Well, folate and choline are involved in a series of chemical reactions known as one-carbon metabolism. Specifically with the MTHFD1, it helps create a form of THF called methyl THF, which is important for supplying methyl groups for various processes, including the conversion of homocysteine. And the availability and effectiveness of choline in the body are closely connected, and so they rely on the activity of MTHFD1 enzymes. This means that the body's needs for choline are influenced by how well MTHFD1 is functioning. When looking at different variants of the MTHFD1, there are a couple of interesting studies. So a study of 54 participants studied the impact of different variants on choline dietary requirements. And when placed on a low choline diet, people with the A allele at RS2236225 were 7 times more likely to develop the signs of choline deficiency, like fatty liver. In another trial, this variant worsened the effects of folate deficiency. Women with the AA genotype saw a higher increase in homocysteine levels during a low folate diet. So the presence of the A allele at RS2236225 changes one amino acid in the MTHFD1 enzyme, making it less stable and more temperature sensitive. So reduced MTHFD1 activity means less methyl THF, which forces the body to use more choline for homocysteine methylation. When the intake of choline and folate is low, this effect may become significant and contribute to the signs of deficiency. So, in summary, variants that decrease MTHFD1 gene activity are associated with the health risks that we previously talked about, and then vice versa. So far, we've covered 4 genes related to methylation, but there are so many more genes that play a role in this important process. Sure, if you do carry the negative variant and we look at it in isolation, then choline is probably the best option for you. But because there are other genes that impact methylation, it'd kind of be inaccurate to do that. Even with MTHFR, which plays a significant role in methylation, you can't just look at it individually, which is why it's important to understand the full picture of your DNA. Self-Decode analyzes all of your genes related to methylation, and after it uses all the cutting-edge AI algorithm technology to analyze every single gene related to methylation, that's when you get your risk score and your recommendations based on your own body. That is the only software in the world that does this and is able to provide it to you, the consumers. So I hope you enjoyed this quick segment of snippets, and if you're interested in diving into more detail about other important genes, please follow The Joe Cohen Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your daily dose of podcasting.
67% of listeners aren't following the show, so please don't forget to show your support by hitting the follow button now. You'll not only be supporting the show, but also investing in yourself and your health journey, all while helping to keep us ad-free.